Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in the beginning of Simon Shin Mem Gimel. We are on page Kuf Tzadi Dalet, which is the page following 386. Shin Mem Gimel is Dine Koton B'Shabbos. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Koton Ochel Nuvelos Ein Bezdin Metzuyin Lafrisho. If a child is eating the vela, so Bezdin is not commanded to separate this Koton from the vela that he's eating. Aval Oviv Mitzuve Ligorbor Ulafrisho. However, the father of this Koton is commanded to admonish the child and to separate him from the Isser. And the Ramah says that is Me Isser Daraisa. So the Mechaber again tells us, Katan Ochel Nevelos Bezdin is not Mitzuve Lafrisho, but the father is Mitzuve Lafrisho from an Isser Daraisa. Ulahachilo Biadayim, and to feed him Isser Biadayim with your hands, Aser Afilu Dvarim Shasurim Midivrei Sofrim. That's going to be Aser, even when it comes to things that are only Aser to be eaten Midrabanan. V'chein Aser Lahargilo B'chilul Shabbos U'moed Afilu B'dvarim Shehem Mishum Shvus. And it's also Aser to train a child in Chilul Shabbos or Chilul Moed, even things that are only Aser Midrabanan. That is the Mechaber. We're not even going to do the Mishnah Berurah is covering the whole Mechaber. We're just going to start on the beginning. The first point that the Mechaber says, Katan Ocha Nevelos Ein Bezim Mitzuva Lafrisho, but the father is Mitzuva Ligorbo Lafrisho Me Isser Daraisa. So says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Aleph, what's this mashal of Katan Ocha Nevelos? Zakhtin Mishnah Berurah Hu Adin Kol Sha'ari Surim. It's just a mashal. It's just a mashal of the Nevela, but the same is true with any Isser a child is doing. You don't have to stop him. V'chein chilul Shabbos. And so too, if you see a child being mechalel Shabbos, im ose ledas atzmo. If the child is doing it on his own, he's not doing any chilul Shabbos for an adult, just stop he's being mechalel Shabbos, you do not need to stop him. Avol, im ose bishvil godol. If a katan is being mechalel Shabbos for a godol, tzarech limchos biyado, then you must protest against him. Kedula'el b'simin shin lamedalad sechofei, like we saw earlier in shin lamedalad. Ayin shama mishavura. So two very important points in that Mishnah Berurah. Number one is Katan Ochel Nevelos is simply a mashal. Any Isser a Katan is doing, you don't have to stop him. But if he's doing a Chilul Shabbos, it has to be that he's doing it for himself. That's when you don't have to stop him. If he's doing it for Gadol, then he must be stopped. Siv Katan Beis. Aval Oviv Mitzuve Ligorbo Ulafrisho. Da Afilu Lechanech Bonov Ubenosa B'mitzvos Hutolov. Because even to train his sons and his daughters in mitzvos is incumbent upon the father. Kediksev chanochu nar apidako. The person has to be mechanech his children. V'kol shekein la'afrisham be'isr demutal al'av. So if you have to be mechanech him to do mitzvos asei, certainly you have to stop him from doing averos. V'yesh me'achronim she'sovrin de mitzvos chinoch mutal gamal ha'im. As Dr. Mishnah Berurah, there are achronim that hold that the mitzvah of chinuch is not only on the father, but it's also on the mother. That is a major machlokas. If you look at note number 4, we'll just start from the second paragraph. Umikom makom, af ledeo sha'im eino chayavis b'chinuch. Again, it's a major machlokas. Even the ones who hold the mother's not mechuyev in chinuch, the Mishnah Berurah writes later on, and the Mata Ephraim, shekishim mechaneches es bonel mekayemes boze mitzvah. Even if she's not mechuyeves, but if she does it, she certainly, according to everyone, will be mekayem a mitzvah of chinuch. V'chein katon she'en lo av, and so to a child that does not have a father, when you see later on in Mishnah Berurah as well, yesh omrim she'imo v'habezdin chayavim l'chancho, the chiyav is on the father. If there is no father, then the chiyav is on the mother or on bezdin. V'chinuch ha'katanim l'midos v'yirah shamayim, a very important point. Turn out to the mitzvos. Stopping it from averos, doing mitzvos. When it comes to training a child in good midos and yirah shamayim, Rav Nissen Karel, it says, Sha'af l'deyo sha'im eina chayeves v'mitzvos chinuch. Even the shittas who hold that a mother is not chayev in chinuch, aval l'chanchom l'yirah shamayim v'aday shemutal gam al ha'im. But to train a child of yirah shamayim is certainly placed on the mother as well. V'zehu shenemar b'pasuk al titosh Torah simecha. The pasuk says not to leave the Torah of your mother. V'adarab b'chiyuv zeh mutal yosar al elu ha'mesaskim ha'makotam. It's a greater chiyuv on the mother. The father's out at work all day. If the mother hopefully is home with the children, so then it's more of a chiyuv on the mother to try to instill yirah shamayim and good midos into the children. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Katan Gimel. This is going on those two words of the Ramah. Again, the Mechaber said a father must stop his child from doing an Isser. The Ramah says, Me Isser Daraisa. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Be'emes afilu me'isura derabonon chayiv lahafrish. Although the Rama says over here, may Issa Daraisa, really in truth, you have to stop a katan if you're the father from doing an Issa Darabanan as well. The same way you have to train him to do the Mrs. Darabanan, you have to stop him from doing the Isuri Darabanan. Kuf Vav Sif Aleph. So why does the Rama stick in over here? Me isidaraisa, if it's true about the Rabbanans as well. So Ella Nafkamina, the Nafkamina is gonna be the Beisid Rabbanan. When it comes to the Rabbanan, in Lohi Frisho Ha'av, if the father does not stop the child, which he's supposed to do, so then En Bezdin Mochin Biodo. The Bezdin will not protest against the father. The father should do it. If he doesn't do it, Bezdin will leave him. Aval Beisidaraisa Bezdin Mochin Biad Ha'av La Frisho. Bezdin's get involved. If it is an Issa Daraisa where the father is mukhiyat to stop his child and he doesn't, then the Bezdin is going to speak out and protest against the father. That is one nafkamina between an Issa Daraisa and Issa Rabbanan. Again, both are chiyuvim on the father to stop the child, but Bezdin will get involved by a Daraisa, not by a Rabbanan. The Hagra Pirish, the Gra explains, the lahachi nokam Issa Daraisa. For the following reason, the Rama sticks in here Issa Daraisa, even though it's true about the Rabbanan as well. Sometimes when it comes to a Rabbanan, the father's not mukhiyat to stop him. Not only that, sometimes, even though it's true, says the Gra, you have to stop your child from doing an Issa Rabbanan, but there are times you don't have to stop him, and there are times that you can assist him. You're allowed to give to him lechatchila a derabanan. Dahainu b'shet tzarech l'kach. The child needs it, then you could even give him an iser derabanan. Ukegon, for example, rechitza v'sicha b'yom ha-kippurim. The examples brought down are washing and shmearing on Yom Kippur. So if a child needs it, that's an iser derabanan, you can give it to him. A couple of important points in the notes. Number one, note number eight points out that this mushal that's brought down is not so pashit. Because omnam lekamon hevi machlokas rishonim ha'im sicha v'rechitza isurim b'yom kippur me'atora omid rabbanan. In fact, this example that's brought over here of sicha and rechitza and yom kippur is a machlokas if it's daraisa d'rabbanan. It's not so pashut that it's d'rabbanan. U'bizmanenu she'en nohagim lirchotz v'losuch hazaktanim kol yom. And nowadays, that we're not knowing to wash or shmir for ketanim every day, we're going to see later on she'en l'rotzo u'losocho b'yom kippur v'afilu ha'idei nochri. That one should not be bathing a child or smearing oil on a child, even through a goy. So that example is not so practical. Another very important point is, you look at note number 7, the second paragraph, then he brings out another very important example where you can give an issa d'rabbanan to a child if he needs it. U'le'inyan lasseis l'katan le'echol b'shabbos kodem ha'kiddush. Giving food to a child before a kiddush on Shabbos, we learned earlier, shemutter, that's permissible. Kevan letzarko hu v'aser lanoso. Since the child needs to eat, and you're not allowed to afflict a child, so the child is hungry, he's going to wait till kiddush is going to be later, you are allowed to give food to a child before kiddush on Shabbos. V'chein loseis lakotan lecho kodem tefil shachris, and so too, to give a child something to eat before he davens. We learned earlier as well, shemutter v'aser lanoso is also permissible. So those are more practical examples nowadays. So zok degra, even though a father who sees his son doing an Issa Daraisa or Darabanan must stop him, the Rama points out Daraisa because that's always the case. When it comes to a Darabanan, there are times when not only do you not have to stop him, but sometimes you can actually give it to him. So the Mishnah Berurah brought down those examples of the Chora from the Gra, but nowadays those are not so practical. But we have another practical example, giving a child to eat before davening, before Kiddush, that will be permissible. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter. We are halfway down the right side of the page on Kuf Tzadi Dalet. It is obvious, says the Chavetz Chaim, if you hear your children that are ketanim speaking Lashon Hara, mitzvah ligor behem, it is a mitzvah to admonish them, ulahafrisham mizan, to stop them from speaking Lashon Hara, v'chein mimachlokes v'sheker uklolos. So too, if you hear your children getting into arguments, machlokes, sheker, saying things that are not true, or klolos, or cursing, ubavanuseinu harabim, kama nichsholim baze. Some people are nichshol in this. Shehim manichim livneihem ledaber lashon hara. They leave their kids to speak lashon hara. Urechilus ulakalel v'nase murgal baze. And their children are getting used to this. Kol kach so much at shafilu kishin is gadol. That even when they grow older, v'shomeya sheyesh baze iser gadol. They find out the great iser in lashon hara. Kosher lo lifrosh mehergelu, it's very hard to break away from the habit. The children are trained to speak Lashon Hara and get involved in all these Dvarim Asurim. It's hard to stop them when they get older, when they realize that it is Asur. Shehugo Bazeh Shonim Rabos, they're already trained in this way for many years. In the child's mind, it's mutter. All of a sudden, now he hears in the sixth grade, Lashon Hara is so bad, but he's been speaking Lashon Hara for years. Very hard to change. If you look at note number 9, they bring down a little additional chizuk brought down by the Chavetz Chaim in his Sefer Chavetz Chaim. So he writes, Shem Hoya Margil Osa Mino Rusam. If a person would train his children from their youth, Shalola Daber Lashon Hara, not to speak Lashon Hara, V'chein Shalola Kalel Ulashaker Al Shun Ben Yisrael, and not to curse or say falsehood to any Jew, Memelo Hoya Natua Benasha Mitzada Hergel, it will be planted in them, they'll be used to it. V'hoya Kalohem Achakach Ligdor Asma B'mida HaKedusha Hi. And then it will be easier for them to protect themselves from this great midah of kedusha. For hayu zeichin avur zel lachaye ha'olam haba, and they were zocha through this to olam haba, ulachol tov ba'olam hazeh, and to all good in this world, ukamosh and emra, like the pasuk says, mi ha'ish ha'chavetz chayim, etc. So a little added chizuk they bring down from the Chavetz Chayim in his sefer Chavetz Chayim. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, v'dai you should know, the shir ha'chinuch b'mitzas asei. What is the age in which a parent must train his child in mitzvahs asei? B'chol tinok l'fi charifusa v'yidiyaso. It depends on the child, how sharp he is, how wise he is. B'chol dover l'fi inyano. Depends by each mitzvah and each child. Kigon, for example, hayudeya me'inyan Shabbos, a child that's at the age that he understands the ideas of Shabbos. So chayu l'hagila l'shmoa kiddush v'avdolah. So then you're ready to train him to hear kiddush and avdolah. Hayudeya l'hisatev kalocha, a person who knows how to put on a four-cornered garment the proper way, to wrap himself in it properly. Then he's chay b'tzitzis, v'kanal b'simen yudayim. V'chein kol kayotze bazeh, so too in every mitzvah. Bein b'mitzvahs asei shel Torah, bein b'shel divrei sofrim, whether it's a mitzvah d'araisa, d'rabbanan, when a child at the age that is able to do the mitzvah properly, so then there is chinuch in that mitzvah. Aval achinuch belos asei, when it comes to training children to stay away from los aseis, bein shel Torah, bein shel divrei, whether it's a los asei d'araisa or d'rabbanan, hu b'chol tinok shehu bar havana. It applies to any child that chaps. Once a child understands, when you tell him you can't do that and you can't eat that, you already have to stop him. If a child does not chap at all, a very small child, the father does not have to stop him against his will. If the child b'chlal doesn't chap what's going on, you're not commanded to stop him from eating ma'acholos asuros. Or if the child's eating ma'achol Shabbos, you don't have to stop him. Afilu b'isr shel Torah, even he's doing a chilu Shabbos daraisa, he doesn't chap what Shabbos is or what you're saying to him, you do not have to stop him. Kevan she'enu maven klal ha'inyan masha monu mafrisho. Since he doesn't understand at all what you're doing by stopping him from what he's doing. V'chein imu kohen. So too, if the child's a kohen, ein sarach lo tzio mi baya shatuma besocho. You do not have to take a small kohen out of a house with tuma. Elu im kein hu bar havan, unless he understands. Azai mitzvah al oviv lo tzio. If he understands, then there's a command of the father to take him out. Then there would be a mitzvah of chinuch to get the child out of the house of tumah. To have a child enter into a house where there is tumah there, he's a kohen. V'chein lispos lo b'shari surah, to hand him other isurim. Osar afilu b'tinok she'enu bar havana adayim. So then, even the child doesn't chap, you're not allowed to hand him the iser. So if he's doing an iser and he doesn't understand what's flying, you don't have to stop him. But it's still forbidden to give him that iser to put the katan in the house of the tumah. You don't take him out if he's there. But you can't bring him into the house of tumah. You can't hand the child an iser daraisa or derabbanan to do on Shabbos, even if he does not chap. Ukumosh nitul kameh, like we'll write more about later on. Umikom makom, here's an interesting halacha. Eishas kohen mu'uberes. A woman who is married to a kohen and she's pregnant, shekarvu yamel aledes, she's close to giving birth, and if it's a boy, it's going to be a kohen who can't become tamei. Muteres likanes lechatchila ba'olames, she's allowed lechatchila to go into a tent of a dead body. We'll call that in our language, she can go into a hospital where there might be mason there. The af shenira lanu shevadei teilei sham vlad. Even though we're pretty sure, we're pretty certain that she's going to give birth in that oil with a mace there. V'shem v'yia zachar v'yitma sham. And maybe the baby will be a zachar, a kohen, and he's going to be tamei. Afilu hachi mutter. It's still permissible. This sveik sveikahu, because it's a double suffix. Number one, shem v'yia nekeva. Maybe the baby is going to be a girl who's not commanded to stay away from tumah. V'shem v'yia nefil. And even if it's a boy, maybe it's going to be a nefil. It's not going to be a viable child, so there's no isra of tumah as well. So this sveik sveikah makes it mutter. Now we're going to stop there in the Mishabura, but a very interesting note, which is note number 18 in the back of the Sefer, on page 71. So he writes, "Ubizmanenu she'efshar levara al yedei bedikos." Nowadays, that many people find out what their child is going to be through an ultrasound. Im havlad zocher nekeva. We just said it's a seksekah. Maybe it's in the keva. And if it's a zocher, maybe it's going to be a stillborn. But zok the note, nowadays, many people know through an ultrasound if it's going to be a boy or a girl. So says of this in Karelitz, Sha'afilu hachi, even so, ein muchayavim levare. You don't have to clarify it to make sure so that you could avoid the tumah. Umuteres likones lebeis cholim. And this woman is allowed to go into the hospital, kidei laledes, in order to give birth. Or any other place where there's a mace, she's allowed to go there. Ubir es dvarov al pi mashe kosav a piskei tshuva. And he explains this psak based on the piskei tshuva. V'sheim shalom tshuva is not bibi Yehuda. And shalom tshuva is Rekiv Eger. She'imach arei habirur. If after the clarification of whether it's a boy or a girl, lo yisbar el rak sofek echad. You can only clarify one sofek if it's a male or a female. There's no way to clarify if the child is going to be a nefel or not. So then, ain't sarach levara gamis asafik harishon. They say if you can't clarify everything, you have no reason to clarify anything. So although you could get a simple ultrasound and find out if the baby's a boy or a girl, and possibly avoid certain areas, you don't have to do it. Since you can't clarify if it's a nefel or not, says the Kivege, no the Behuda, they all say you don't have to clarify one suffix if you can't clarify the other, and you can rely on the sveik sveika. What if you had the ultrasound and you know you're having a boy and it's a kohen? Aval im kvar yodas al yedei habedika sha'uber zachar. Let's say the woman knows already that's having a baby boy. Oserli kones lubeis cholam ledesham. Then says in this in Krell, she cannot go into the hospital to have the baby there. Ela shahosta, but he adds on a very important thing. That's only if she knows for sure she's going to give birth there. It's also only if she knows for a fact there's a dead body in the hospital. She knows there's tumah there, then she's not allowed to go in. She'im lo kein, because if that's not the case, she doesn't know what's going on in the hospital, she doesn't know when she's going to give birth. Adayin yesh sveik sveika. There's still a double suffix. Shema ein meis bebeis cholim. Maybe there's no dead body in the hospital. The imyesh, and even if there is, shema ha'uber shalot nefil. Maybe the baby's going to be a nefil. The imyesh shasha pikuach nefesh vaday shemutter lo likonais. Obviously, pikuach nefesh is mutter, but on a practical level, it seems to be that even if she knows she's having a zacher, you still always have a sveik sveika, because she doesn't know if there's a dead body in the hospital or not, and she doesn't know if it's a nefil or not. So they go on in the next paragraph and say more kulas, but obviously the minhag is, as far as I know, that kohanim and women that are married to kohanim giving birth to a kohen baby, even if they know it's a boy, they do give birth in a regular hospital. Again, relying on the fact that you have all these sveikas going on, therefore it's mutter. We'll stop here and finish the siman in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an eon shiur on any daf in shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.